From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. We are live. It is the sixth day of June, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours with the abbreviated Sunday broadcast, of course, so we come back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Three or four days ago, huge guest that my producers snagged. Now it's all over ABC News, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. They're struggling to spin it, but they're not having a lot of success. And we've got Deborah Cohen, features editor of the British Medical Journal, one of the most, if not the most prestigious medical journal in the world. She'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. World Health Organization and the pandemic flu. And it deals with the fact that they're just confirming what Wolfgang Wudarg of the EU Commission broke here 6 months ago, that the big vaccine makers paid off government officials in Europe, England, and the U.S. to come out and lie to the public to scare them into taking the deadly vaccine. And this is now the British Medical Journal and hundreds of other mainstream publications caught red-handed. This is important because before you know it, we'll be in another flu season with a biological slash chemical attack being run against free humanity. And we already had record low amounts of people take the seasonal and the H1N1 shot, both the seasonal and the special flu for this upstart flu that appeared in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year, obviously genetically engineered, designed to scare virologists who looked at it. But they also reported in the major medical journals out of Canada and Europe that people more than doubled their chances of getting the H1N1 if they'd taken the seasonal flu shot. And why is that? Well, it just so happens that they were putting, quote, marker viruses or test attenuated viruses, simulants was the exact term, in the regular seasonal flu shot. I mean, I laugh because it's so sickening. There's no end to the depths of the evil that comes from these people. And we had all the documents. We had all the research. We had all the experts at the time. And a lot of people did listen because record low numbers of people took the regular seasonal. And so you had record low numbers of people with these, quote, novel flu coming down with it. And the media got caught lying about deaths. They would take some 85-year-old heart patient who'd had both legs amputated with diabetes, and they would die, and they would just say it was the H1N1. Or there'd be some child who'd already had chemotherapy and was on the verge of death. I mean, I saw hundreds of these cases who they would then say died of the H1N1. And sometimes they were positive for the H1N1 but were compromised. But more often than not, you'd see a month later, oh, that was a false positive. They didn't die of that. They had the regular flu. The regular flu does kill around 35,000 people a year in North America, so it's not something to play games with. But the problem is, in the last 7-8 years that I've seen, they've never guessed the right different combo of mutations of regular seasonal flu. They'll have 3 or 4 different variants, sometimes more in the shot. They've never guessed it right. So it's never protected anyone. It's just completely fake. Now, could there be good vaccines for, say, smallpox or polio? Could there be good vaccines for spinal meningitis? Could there be? Yes. But you can't trust this elite, 90-plus percent of the vaccines now being made in China, just because they don't care and are sloppy, A. But B, they're a bunch of eugenicists who are always talking about population reduction, and they've been caught over and over again tainting and spiking the vaccine. So I already went off the deep end on that rant. In about 55 minutes, she'll be joining us. We're going to come back and get into all of the incredible news today, my friends. This is a very important broadcast. Please call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in right now on the local AM and FM dial or InfoWars.com. We're also live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I hope that live listeners tuning in and people watching this later archived at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv or on YouTube or the Drudge Report, who is now linking to us on a weekly basis, for whoever is tuning into the live radio show or for whoever is dialing into a podcast, I really do hope that you will pay particular attention to today's transmission. We do have Deborah Cohen, features editor of the British Medical Journal, joining us for 30 minutes in the first half of the second hour today. Because the information that is documented in the British Medical Journal, and it's a lengthy report, proves conclusively that governments, media, and academia, and top health officials were paid off by the big vaccine makers to lie and create a mass hoax to scare the public into taking the H1N1 vaccine. So that is coming up today in the first 30 minutes of the second hour. Vital, vital information. Now, in the meantime, let me just mention the stacks of news here I have in front of me. BP chief Tony Hayward sold shares weeks before oil spill. His biggest sale ever. He sold over a third of his stock. Now, you dovetail that with Goldman Sachs dumping 44% and then subsequently even more. Now it's more than half. Millions and millions of shares of their BP stock in the days before. Very, very suspicious. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the transmission today. Also, Israeli forces board Gaza aid ship, the Rachel Corrie. She was a activist in Palestine, run over by an Israeli bulldozer. So that's what the ship's named after. And they boarded that without any violence, reportedly. So I guess that's a good thing that nobody was hurt. But Israel is certainly having a PR disaster with this worldwide. So we'll get more into that. We've had a big victory against the global government. If you went back just 5 years ago, you might have seen 5 or 6, 7, 8, maybe a dozen mainstream news articles worldwide every year when the Bilderberg Group would meet in secret. You go back past a decade ago, I've had the New York Times attack yours truly and say, Bilderberg doesn't exist. I am insane. There is no world government. Elites don't meet. The highest level of power is presidents and prime ministers. Go back to sleep. Nothing to see here. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. And now it's in the Wall Street Journal. It's in the New York Times. It's all over the Drudge Report. The Drudge Report's linking to our articles throughout the week when we pointed out that Bill Gates was in attendance. And we're just doing our job. It was in the German, the Dutch, and the Swiss, as well as the Spanish news, that Bill Gates was caught sneaking into the country, got caught by the media, and admitted he was there for the global government summit, basically calling for population reduction. He was there calling for global carbon taxes and forced inoculations and things like that. But I see it confirmed in foreign press that Bill Gates is there, and I say, I think people are going to be interested in the fact that he's scurrying around over there. So with the Queen of the Netherlands and the representatives of the British royalty and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, I am going to have one of my writers write a article about this. I am going to put a story out, and then it gets linked on Drudge and gets conservatively around 1 million readers. Now, you don't, I mean, you know the mainstream media isn't stupid. They know what the people want. They know the people want to know about these secretive groups. If you had 150 top golfers meeting in secret, there'd be 30 or 40 helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft, thousands of reporters. They'd want to know what was going on inside the hotel for 4 days. If you had 150 of the most powerful people in Hollywood meeting in secret, you'd have scores of helicopters and literally hundreds of reporters. But you get 150 presidents, prime ministers, central bank heads, royalty together, and we've broken in, we've stolen documents, we've ferreted it out, myself, Jim Tucker, and many others, and you know, we come out and say, Obama is going to be the president, Hillary will step down in 2 days, and it happens. Or they're going to attack Iraq in 2003 in March, not in March of 02, as the media was saying they were. Because we literally risk our lives to bring you this type of information. I've been arrested and detained for 15 hours in Canada. And that's in the London Guardian. They arrested a bunch of people in Spain. You get followed around by men in dark sunglasses. They break into your hotel rooms. Some of the reporters, like Tucker, have been shot at. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. Now, why am I going over all this? The good news is the electronic Berlin Wall is down. And we confirmed from the London Guardian's report, and they got thrown out, by the way, on the day the resort was closing, they were already there, and they eavesdropped and overheard the head of the Bilderberg Group, that is the head minion, the head organizers, and they had badges that said it. I've been inside the start of a Bilderberg, you know, they all do wear the badges, color-coded, blue, red, green, black. And they were talking about, my gosh, Alex Jones bullhorned us in Canada. It was horrifying. He was quite close. Yes, they may be here this year again. Did they attack? No, but, they're so scary. And then Tucker confirmed from his inside Bilderberg source, I'll just, not a Bilderberg member, but a high-level minion, that indeed this is the first year in the 50-plus years they've been meeting since 1954, so I guess that's 56 years, that a large portion of Bilderberg Group top globalists did not come. They did not come. They are scared. And we saw this in 2008. Obama and Hillary pulled in. The media kept saying, where are they? They're in a secret meeting. No one knows. They locked up the press corps on Obama's plane and flew him to Chicago. Well, we knew where they were going to be. We were at the Bilderberg Group meeting. And so here comes Hillary and Obama with the black SUVs and limousines, and they got machine guns out the window pointed at us, and it's Secret Service with the flashing police lights, and they go in, and sure enough, I go talk at the hotel we were staying at a few miles away to Tucker, and he got the phone call, and he said, Obama's in, Hillary's going to step down in the next couple days, she's going to be a Secretary of State. And then it was announced. See, presidents come and go, folks. They're nothing but puppet minions of these people. And so you can throw all the Democrats out in the next election. The Republicans are going to sell you out. Then you'll throw them out, and then they'll put the Democrats back in. What the elite, what the global controllers are scared of is that you're realizing that these people are puppets and bought and paid for. And here is our huge breaking news up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com today. Both these stories are exclusives. Bilderberg Group green lights attack on Iran. This is some of the intel that Tucker got. They have green lighted the operation. That's actually horrible news. So there's a very good chance this is the first time the majority of them, and they have a vote, are in favor of striking Iran. Now, things may change, but it looks like that's moving forward, and Israel's got nuke-capable subs off the coast saying they may nuke Iran at any time, and that could start World War III. That key article, Bilderberg's Green Light Attack on Iran, is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I suggest you read it. Here's another one. Alex Jones, Bilderberg is running scared. That's why they want to start a new war as a political diversion so they can implode Europe and the U.S. financially and bring in their new global carbon tax, their new global VAT tax, which they admit is a, quote, global government. This is the U.N. This is Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU. This is mainstream news. We're being conquered right now. But unless they have a war, they're not going to get away with it. And even if they launch a war as a political distraction, they won't get away with it. So that is up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com with an accompanying 10-minute special news analysis piece that just went up last night for those that want to get that key info and spread the word. All right. Now, we're hurting them bad, so now they're going to move in and try to censor us. That's coming up next. Stay with us.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
With sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. You know, the news is so off the charts that I myself have trouble believing it. I myself have trouble facing it. I have seen three new prestigious studies out this week that genetically modified strain of corn, soybeans, and also wheat all sterilize close to 100% of the guinea pigs and rats that it's fed to within three generations. And they're also just completely mentally retarded. They have morbidity five times higher than any other test group in the studies. And this is what humans are being fed. And I've got the folders right here. I've got the GMO folder from this week, and I've got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with their 76 new things they're funding, and 30-plus of them are sterilization vaccines. A nanotech vaccine that they just put on somebody's skin and it sterilizes you. This is forced medical tyranny. That's what this whole system is. How do I sit here and calmly talk about this? And then, over the years, we've gotten Bilderberg Group documents. We've had the maids inside the hotels. You know, you get there before the event. You tell them, look, you're going to have these evil people here. You're not going to be allowed to look them in the eyes. They're going to treat you bad. We know you're not going to help us now. But after you see how evil they are, steal the minutes. Steal their paperwork. You know, give us the information. That's just one way we get the info. And they always say, no way. And then days after the event ends, they go, these people are pure evil. Do you know what they're planning? They're planning to take over the planet. They're planning forced population reduction. Remember the Times of London last year from the Bilderberg? And then they had a sub-meeting in New York, headline, global elite meet to discuss overpopulation. And then what did Bill Gates go there this year for? That's all they're into. You have to understand that while the general public is involved in baseball and work and playing golf and taking their kids to music lessons, the elite are into controlling society. The easiest way to describe it is basically like this. The Matrix or the Truman Show. More and more, our lives are literally like the Truman Show, where all the major decisions are made for us and we're distracted by all these petty things. And it's my job to get you to basically think for yourselves out there. Now, listen. I've got all this stunning news on North Korea, on the economy. NASA is announcing suddenly that the sun is putting off solar flares that are going to be the greatest threat in human history. How on earth do they know that? They weren't monitoring things 1,000 years ago. They weren't doing it 100 years ago. NASA hasn't been around since the 50s. But very bizarre from NASA. It's up on Drudge Report right now. We're going to be covering that. It's just so strange. It is information overload. But when I read this Washington Times article Friday evening, it really concerned me because I already knew everything in the article and more. And I saw other blogs and news reports about the Washington Times story and people saying, oh, it can't be true, or oh, it's not that bad, or oh, you know, this will never happen, or maybe this is good. And what am I talking about? We have a chance to beat these eugenicists. We have a chance to beat these globalists that want to set up world government. We have a good chance of stopping them if we are able to have alternative media. The alternative media about 2 years ago passed the Rubicon. National News reported that more people get their news from alternative media and the internet than from mainstream newspapers and TV. So the system is panicking, and that's accelerating. Now I've seen polls of over 80%. You've seen them as well. It's all over the news. Trust alternative media versus the less than 20% that do trust mainstream media. And so the establishment knows the jig is up. And so that's why Elena Kagan, the White House nominee for Supreme Court, has openly written she's anti-free speech. And we've read the quotes in her law school papers where she says we can ban free speech at Harvard and at Chicago, at the business school there. And she's a former Goldman Sachs minion, of course, partner. We know Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are on record, says put a tax on alternative media, and that's the first phase. Next, arrest people that criticize the government, and you'll have to have a license federally. That's now being proposed by Michigan, by California, I mean, it's happening. So what's scary is the FCC and the Obama White House. And again, they've got all the mainstream media supporting this because the mainstream media is getting their behinds kicked. Now, who is wedded together? What's the battlefield? Internet media, internet news blogs, and talk radio. Those are the enemies in the federal announcement I'm about to cover, which is so chilling. And this has all been announced now. I mean, you can go read these federal filings. This is what they are going to do. And they're doing it real calmly, like it's no big deal. Now you thought they couldn't take over healthcare with a government takeover written by the insurance companies to rip you off. And then, of course, they phase it in over 3-4 years so you don't notice it right away. It's like boiling the frog incrementally. You know, you didn't think Obama could spend more than all presidents before him combined in less than a year in office. Now we're a year and a half in, and it's even getting worse. You didn't think they'd put a Supreme Court nominee forward who wants to ban free speech and the Second Amendment. They're doing it. Stop thinking it can't happen. So you got a perfect storm of government and mainstream media that are being annihilated by the truth. And so they are enemies of two things, the internet and talk radio. Why? Because talk radio, you can call into it. There's a lot of local hosts that are libertarian or constitutional who have transcended the left-right paradigm, what Cass Sunstein calls anti-government conspiracy theorist. You don't believe in global warming, you're going to be arrested. Oh yeah, they're not just going to tax you or shut you down. The White House is announcing they're going to put pop-ups by federal law over your website, and under cybersecurity, they've already announced it, and they're taking control of all ISPs, any internet service provider that serves 100 or more people. The smallest ISPs serve more than 100. I mean, I've never seen one that smaller than, I mean, everything's being taken over. Federal certification. They're calling it an AmeriCorps, where all of the high school kids will have to serve 2 years out of high school as cyber officers on a power trip, running around with the power to go into your website or onto your talk radio blog and control it. Folks, this is mainstream news. But see, when I read this Washington Times article, it just brought home that I've already seen all of this from the actual documents, and I've been screaming about it for the last year, and that now it's all in this Washington Times article boiled down, and no one can believe it. Well, you'll believe it when they do it. And this is so un-American. This is so corrupt. This is so evil. So I'm going to read this article when we get back, then get into the NASA announcement that's like something out of the movie Knowing. I mean, just unbelievable, bizarre, crazy, the world. We got volcanoes blowing up, oil spills, they're talking about nuclear war. It's insane. Probably written more than 20, 30 articles the last few months collectively on the FCC, all the other federal agencies. They are openly saying no free speech in America. I mean, actually saying they're going to tax you and make you on radio, on TV, and the internet give equal time and place their messages on your radio station. This isn't going to be just, quote, equal time. You decide who you give equal time to. This is going to be government programming, a, quote, government megaphone. And they'll start slow with it. You know, just to get their nose under the tent flap. You've got to say no to this now. Now, here's the Washington Times. And this was put out by the Washington Times. That means no writer. This is the editorial page of the newspaper saying this. And again, this is not their opinion. I have read over all of this. It's worse than what I'm about to read. The Federal Trade Commission is seeking ways to reinvent journalism. That's a quote. We've linked to the big thick. They're going to reinvent it. Government. And they say the internet is destroying mainstream newspapers and TV. Yeah. No one wants to believe CNN or MSNBC. No one. Chris Matthews has like 500,000 viewers. The top show on CNN has 1 million. Ladies and gentlemen, this Sunday radio show is on over 40 radio stations. Conservatively over 500,000 just on AM and FM, number one on the internet. Hundreds of thousands tuning in over the 2 hours on the internet. Hundreds of thousands later listening to the podcast. Over 200,000 a day downloaded. The weekday show is getting near to 80 stations right now. Okay, I mean, I can't even believe I have over 1 million listeners a day, at least 2 million a week. People say, well, if it's a week, you should have 5 million. No, that's not how it works. You have regular listeners and then a straggler groups, but it comes out to about 2 million AM and FM listeners and then another million or so that listen to podcasts and the rest of it. The point is, I mean, of course the egomaniacs in mainstream media don't like Alex Jones here just annihilating them. You think Bill Gates likes getting up and going to the biggest news website out there, the Drudge Report, every week and reading InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles? I mean, you think they like the fact that I'm mainstream? That I have forced myself into the mainstream by proving everything I say? No, they want to shut us down. They can't play on a level playing field. It'd be like a football game where the other team isn't even allowed to field one player against the other 11. That's the mainstream whore media. Oh, you're laughing saying you just don't read the newspaper anymore? You don't tune in to Chris Matthews? Well, he doesn't care. He's just going to shut you down with government power. You're going to watch him. He's going to tell you it's racist to not want to have government health care. He's going to tell you Rand Paul's evil. He's got a special coming out the 16th about myself and Rand Paul, an hour-long demonization piece. They're scared. They can't laugh anymore about the Bilderberg Group, can they? No. Now it's world governments now openly being discussed. The Federal Trade Commission, not just the FCC, seeking ways to, quote, reinvent journalism, and that's a cause for concern. According to a May 24th draft proposal, this is a proposal. The agency thinks government should be at the center of a media overhaul. Oh, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the people's right to peaceably assemble? Or to petition the government for redress of grievance? The government isn't supposed to be in religion. 55 years ago, they took over all the churches with 501c3. They're not supposed to be able to make a law. They're going to take the press over. Do you understand? And I'll be here in 10 years, you know, I guess with a private newsletter saying, see it happened. And mainstream media control government would be like, yes, the First Amendment does not say you have a right to speech. It means you have a right to government I'm about to define it. I'm sorry I'm ranting, folks. This is just the total Soviet Union. Okay, this is Nazi Germany. This is so this is Hugo Chavez on steroids. This is Fidel Castro. It goes on, the bureaucracy sees it as a problem that the internet has introduced a wealth of information options to consumers, forcing media companies to adapt and experiment to meet challenging market needs. The FTC's policy staff fears this new reality. Quote, there are reasons for concern. This is from the Federal Trade Commission. This is the Commerce Clause, just like they took over health care with the Commerce Clause. They're going to take over everything under the Commerce Clause. Of course, they have no right to do it. They don't care. There are reasons for concern that experimentation may not produce a robust and sustainable business model for commercial journalism, the report states. With no faith that the market will work there, things out for the better, government thinks it must come in to the rescue with a bailout to mainstream media. Your money and the end of your free speech. You're going to pay to be gagged. The idea is being batted around to save the industry share a common theme. They are designed to empower bureaucrats, not consumers, for instance. One proposal would allow news organizations to agree jointly on a mechanism to require news aggregators and others to pay for the use of online content, perhaps through the use of copyright licenses. And the article's titled, FTC Floats a Drudge Tax. Journalism can't reinvent itself without government help. And they're saying that if, and this is what the industry's already proposed. This is what Cass Sunstein wants. This is what the New York Times promoted 6 months ago, was a kinder, gentler internet where if I link to an article, which is doing them a favor, by the way, and if Drudge links to an article, you're going to pay them for the right to do that. But that's nothing. That's nothing. As if we want to link to your crud anyways. All the articles that get read are the ones we write. We'll go see a piece of legislation, we'll write about it and give the subsections, and it'll get 500,000 viewers. We can write the article in an hour. How are you lazy mainline reporters that just repeat what the government tells you ever going to compete with real journalists, with real muckrakers? You can't, so you want to shut us up. You're pathetic. It goes on. In other words, government policy would encourage tax on websites like the Drudge Report, a must-read source for news links of the day, so that the agency can redistribute the funds collected to various newspapers. Such a tax would hit other news aggregators such as Digg, FARC, Reddit, which not only gather links but provide a forum for lively, entertaining discussion. Oh, my God, how dare you link to something and say, go read it and then comment here. Of the issues raised by the stories, fostering a robust public policy debate, not saving a particular business model, should be the goal of journalism in the first place. But then it gets 100 times worse. These articles always start with the low-level stuff first. The report also discusses the possibility of offering tax exemptions to news organizations, establishing an AmeriCorps for reporters. That's already passed, folks. They've already passed a bill, and it's also in the Cybersecurity Act. They haven't passed, but it's on the verge of it, where all high schoolers, remember the White House Chief of Staff on C-SPAN said you will be forced to serve every year for 2 years after high school and in high school for the government domestically, and you will go to a boot camp. And then they now tell you it's going to be writing government propaganda that is then forced on our websites in government pop-ups that are put in over your server through your ISP. I mean, this is just so unbelievable. I mean, not even China goes this far. The report also discusses the possibility of offering tax exemptions to news organizations, establishing an AmeriCorps for reporters, and creating a national fund for local news organizations. The money for those benefits would come from a suite of new taxes. What did Cass Sunstein talk about a year ago? White House regulations are. A 5% tax on consumer electronic devices such as iPads and Kindles. That's already introduced. You're going to pay to have any internet access, and then it's given to select mainline government whore media. Media prostitutes. The money for those benefits, see, because it's a free market, folks. People won't buy mainstream garbage media anymore, so the government's going to fund it. They're already doing it with product placement, behavior placement, propaganda placement. The money for those benefits would come from a suite of new taxes. A 5% tax on consumer electronic devices such as iPads, Kindles, and laptops that let consumers read the news without being used to encourage people to keep reading the dead tree version of the news. Other taxes be levied on radio and television spectrum, advertising, and cell phones. Get ready, and then they'll give it to who they want. I'm going to finish up when we get back and then take your phone calls. Ah, I'm getting angry.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost.
That's right.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed.
But the bottom line is the people do know now. They're not living in denial. And so the globalists want to shut down free talk radio and the internet, but also taxes on TV, taxes on advertising. It's the government, state-owned, controlled, lapdog media. And, of course, most media will pile on to be cronies and get their tax exemption. But after they're done taking over the media, they'll then take the tax exemption away. I know. Have you noticed they're now announcing they're getting rid of many tax exemptions for churches and other organizations? After they got you domesticated, you don't get the tax exemption. It's illegal. It's unlawful. But, hey, it's illegal and unlawful to have the government running health care or to have the federal government involved in gun control. This stuff's all unconstitutional. It's illegal for the government to steal tens of trillions of dollars and give it to foreign banks and then tell you, the Congress, the people's representative, that they won't tell you where the money went. So I'm reading this editorial, FTC floats drudge tax. Journalism can't reinvent itself without government help. And it goes on, a 5% tax on consumer electronic devices such as iPads, Kindles, laptops. So a tax on knowledge. And it goes on, and it says taxes levied on radio, television, spectrum, advertising, and cell phones. You know, they love those hidden taxes. You ever get your cell phone bill and there's all these added fees to the state and the feds, and, you know, one of them, Al Gore, got passed decades ago. This is how they rip you off. And then they give it to their own quasi-government media, like the Obama girl. The conflict of interest in having the government pay or contribute to a newsman's salary could not be more obvious. Reporters and columnists would have little incentive to offer critical analysis of tax incentives that might mean a boost in their pocketbook. Once Congress has the power to fund the news, it can at any time attach strings designed to promote certain viewpoints in the name of fairness, of course, which they're already proposing. Each year at budget time, the Fourth Estate would scramble to be worthy in the eyes of Capitol Hill for increased support. It is hardly a surprise that the heavily subsidized national public radio frequency presents issues in a way favorable to Washington's tax and spend agenda. Yeah, no kidding. So in the age of media, and in the age of thousands of choices, we need the government to tax it and run it and have a government megaphone through the media. And they now admit what I told you 15 years ago. They call it behavior placement. And you watch any Hollywood movie, a big budget movie, you watch any TV show, it's all anti-gun, anti-family, pro-world government, pro-vaccination, pro-surveillance, pro-police state, anti-homeschool. It's on record. 8 years ago, the Congress talked about tens of billions being spent for fake news. The General Accounting Office and others said it was illegal that Bush was doing that. Obama has gone to levels never before seen, where ABC and NBC and CBS have been on record saying, we've handed programming over to the White House for their messages. Ladies and gentlemen, all over the country, they train kids that the earth is dying and that developments kill bunny rabbits, literally. They show images of bunny rabbits with their heads cut off. And then children cry when they see a house being built and come home and tell their parents don't take a hot bath and boss them around and tell them don't run the water while you brush your teeth. They're taking your children away from you. It's total brainwashing everywhere. Self-respecting journalists must reject the tempting government bribe as the FCTC brings its proposals to a roundtable discussion scheduled for June 15th. When it comes to the media, consumers lose most when government suppresses innovation in the name of saving old business models. So, the New York Times is on the verge of collapsing. The San Francisco Chronicle is on the verge of collapsing. All these other big papers are collapsing. Folks, if those papers gave people the news and information they wanted, they'd be doing great. Okay? People, and of course, Rupert Murdoch has said this. He's going to subscriber-based, and he'll be able to have a good model. But the truth is that people don't want this government brainwashing, but regardless, it's illegal. The government does not control the media in the United States. Yes, they do in Zimbabwe. Yes, they do in communist China to a certain extent. This is more draconian than even that. And I wanted to add, the Cybersecurity Act that's passed the House and in the Senate states ISPs, Internet service providers with over 100 customers, will be under full federal control and will have EAS, Homeland Security control boxes in their switches, and you will pay for it. Now, for those that don't know, in 96, all radio stations went from dialing to a central emergency channel to having at their tower and at their final relay center, everything wired through a FEMA control box. The internet, every sector of the web, and by the way, China already has something similar and it slows it down big time. That's another problem. That's what Congress has raised. It's the problem that it's going to screw it up. That anyone with an IT job must have a government certification and pay to go get an additional at least 12 months of continuing education and be licensed as a federal agent. Just like CPAs. I can't hire a CPA. I mean, I still pay the tax. I choose my enemies. We didn't have it until 1913. It's a tax to offshore banks, just like what Greece is paying is to offshore banks. Yes, we've been captured. Yes, it's illegal. Yes, I shouldn't be doing it. But I run a pretty big operation, and I choose my battles, and I know they're the mafia. They'll come after me. But still, I go into CPAs, and I say, I want my tax exemptions it says I get. And every CPA says, I'm sorry, for 4 years, we're now under federal control, and we're liable for anything, so we give them extra money. I serve, I mean, just everything is about serving and worshiping and paying more than you're even supposed to. And so that's the new system. Just everyone a federal officer, everyone under federal control, everyone forced to sign articles of confederation, agreeing, waiving your rights. and hundreds of federal and international officials and Time Magazine and Newsweek and the New York Times saying, we want to shut the old web down, have Internet, too, with only approved websites. Oh, it's coming. And they're already building the new hubs that we won't be allowed on because we're kicking their butts. It'd be like an NFL team that always won the Super Bowl. They might just finally disqualify them. It's like a rollerball or something, or they say, you know, Houston isn't allowed to win anymore. You're not allowed to win, Jones. You're not allowed to kick the butt of the New World Order. You're not allowed to expose and rout the media. You're not allowed to have 3 million visitors a week to your websites and growing exponentially because they have seen the math. They have seen the numbers. They, folks, I have moles in Bilderberg. It's in the London Guardian what the moles have reported. The Guardian was in there hours after they shut the resort down. Security threw them out, but not before they were walking around saying, we are scared of Alex Jones. He isn't coming, is he? Oh my gosh, you should have seen him bull harness. They're so scary. These people are scared to death of the truth. They know the crimes they've committed. They know what they've done. They understand what they're up against. They understand we're committed. They know we're not going away. We know that we can beat them. And they know that we know their game plan. Oh, you know, I'm going out to break here. And I may not even take calls today. I usually take calls, but I really got a lot I want to cover. And we have this, you know, what did I tell you? In January of last year, that's 18 months ago. What did I tell you 18 months ago? It's on record. Podcasts are there. The articles are there. The video cast is there. Because I had emergency managers call me from Indiana. And I had the Indiana newspaper on. And people called me from upstate New York. And I was sent the Bureau of Cemeteries internal secret documents that were confirmed to be real. Later, by the national news, just like we've broken thousands of other major reports because we get this of the intel. And the government said flu is coming, millions will die, there will be martial law. So in January, 3 months before the flu hype started in Mexico, I went on air and said they're going to launch some type of flu hype and they're training for martial law. I don't know if this is going to be real or not. I don't know if there'll be really a deadly flu, but they're gearing up like never before, and law enforcement and emergency managers are concerned. They're saying, harden your police stations, get ready for martial law. Then the flu hype came. Then we analyzed the attack and said it was a fake fraud to get you to take the shots and that the shots were deadly. Now, the head of the EU Medical Commission came on this show and said their hearing found it was a fraud. Now, the British Medical Journal has come out and said it's a fraud. That's coming up in the next hour for 30 minutes, and then we'll get to, I guess, Francesco, Jeff, Eddie, and many others that are patiently holding. I'm a filmmaker, I'm a syndicated radio host, and I run Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I bleed deep red blood, and I love freedom, and I love humanity, and I know you do as well, and I know we can beat these people together. They wouldn't be trying to shut down our free speech and overthrow the First Amendment if we weren't absolutely routing this scum. We can win together, but the battle is now joined. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you know about five killed in heavy storms sweeping through the Midwest. I'm sad to hear they're dead. How about you pay a tax to Al Gore, because there's not supposed to be any climate change. It's supposed to be 76 degrees, birds tweeting, anything else is unnatural. Damaging storm sweeping across the country. Pacific Islands growing, not shrinking due to climate change. That's what a major global study out of Australia shows. Well, of course, islands are always getting bigger and smaller. It varies. It's tides. It's currents. I can just go to the major ship channel registries online and go back over 150 years just to San Francisco and see that the water level's way down from 150 years ago. It's complete lies. Anybody can go check the port water levels. Kids all think they're about to drown next week. But here it is. As the sun awakens, NASA keeps a wary eye on space weather. This is from NASA's own website. This is big, and that's coming up. But right now, let's jam a few calls in. Let's talk to Mike in Georgia, then Francisco, Eddie, Colonel Six, Mark, and others. Go ahead, Mike.
The incident that took place down in the Gulf, I see absolutely no reason to assume that that was an accident. Everything, the circumstances of it, everything makes it suspect.
Well, now we have BP Chief Tony Hayward cashing in on a record amount of over one-third of his stock, 44% of Goldman Sachs stock, their biggest dump ever of an oil stock of BP alone 2 days before. So, it's pretty suspicious. And again, BP's the main environmental carbon tax pusher. So now this is being used for Obama to get his carbon tax, see?
Well, the materials and the construction methods and the plan they were supposed to follow, they didn't do any of that. The actions have consequences. The actions they took, the expectation should have been what was received. You know, why would you assume this was an accident?
I don't know. I mean, again, I generally have an open mind about it, and I don't have proof that it was an accident or it wasn't an accident, but it's beginning to lean, as I've been saying in the last week. In fact, there's a viral video on YouTube where I talk about it, just with the Goldman Sachs dumping of the stock. But I don't have a crystal ball, Mike, but the fact that BP's the top globalist, Queen Beatrix owns it along with the Queen of England, that they do want carbon taxes, that Obama's now proposing carbon taxes, because of this catastrophe. The fact that they didn't burn the oil off, they didn't put microbes in it, they sat on their butt for a month before they started real mitigation. It does look suspicious, doesn't it, Mike?
Well, they deployed a known failed part, but even more than that, they didn't wait up for the setup times on the materials. So the expectation would be for it not to hold something in place, not that you would have any expectation for this to work.
Well, now they're saying that it may go on for years. I appreciate your call. Francisco in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've been a long-time listener. I'm 19. I really want to join this cause, and I really want to help you out. I think that a revolution should take place as we speak right now. Right now that they haven't taken away our freedom of speech, they haven't taken away anything. Yes, they have the martial law.
Oh, they're taking our money away. They're taking our sovereignty. They're taking our privacy, naked body scanning little kids and saving it and passing it around. They now admit they record it all. So they're taking a lot. The issue is they're the revolutionaries. They're overturning our freedom. We need to restore our freedom, and that's starting to happen.
That's why we should take action now as we have a chance before the new police has come in and completely shut us out and shut us up. We need to do something.
Well, how do you take action? I mean, I'm trying to warn people right now.
Yes, warning people is good, but taking action and making what Bob Marley did, he would have
he'd smoke giant marijuana cigarettes. Spliffs or whatever you call them. I appreciate your call, sir. Nothing against the weed heads, but I don't think any Army ever won a war smoking pot. I'll tell you that right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the next 25 minutes or so, then I'm going to get back into the news and your phone calls. We are joined by Dr. Deborah Cohen, and she is the features editor of the British Medical Journal, probably the most prestigious medical journal in the world, one of the most respected out there. And they have an article, World Health Organization and the Pandemic Flu Conspiracies. Now, going back to February 4th of this year, we had Dr. Wolfgang Wudarg on the syndicated radio broadcast, and he's now stepped down from that position on the rotating post, but he's a medical doctor out of Germany, and he was the head of the European Union Health Commission, and they did find in their hearing that there was a systematic payoffs by the big five vaccine makers to government health spokesmen to come out and scare people and say, basically, you know, run for the hills, hundreds of millions may die, take the H1N1. And he also went on to say the H1N1 was unproven and did have bad side effects like Guillain-Barré disorder and did cause some serious health problems. And so that's what the European Union Health Commission found. But separately, there is a detailed, I mean, this is a thick, scientific, lengthy report here that was contributed to by quite a few people. And Dr. Deborah Cohen, features editor of the British Medical Journal, joins us from the UK. And, Doctor, great to have you on with us on a Sunday. By the way, her report is in ABC News, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. So this is big national news. I'm proud of the fact that we were already trying to get her on before it became national news, her report from the British Medical Journal. So thank you for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Now, you've got the floor. Break down in layman's terms, because we're not all doctors like yourself, obviously, what happened and what this investigation shows.
Essentially, it shows how closely the World Health Organization has worked with people that are paid by pharmaceutical companies to develop policy about tackling the pandemic. So it all starts off in 1999 when there were fears coming from Hong Kong about the chicken flu outbreak, and that started in 1997, but they decided to draft some guidance about how to deal with a potential pandemic. Now, the group that they started working with was something called the European Scientific Working Group on Influenza. Now, they published the guidance, and what they didn't say in the guidance that this working group is 100% pharmaceutical company funded by the manufacturers of vaccines, and also funded by the manufacturers of antivirals, so Merck, Relenza, and Tamiflu. And a couple of the people that actually wrote this report, well, one of them in particular was actually promoting Tamiflu on behalf of Roche at the time of writing this report. Then we fast forward slightly to 2004, and this is when the definitive guidance on stockpiling the likes of Relenza and Tamiflu came out. And this was in 2004, the World Health Organization produced a report. Now, this was given to governments around the world. Now, if you cast your mind back to 2005, there was a lot of scare about an avian flu pandemic. And there were deaths in the Far East.
And SARS.
So there's a lot of scare around the place, you know, that we did have these outbreaks of illnesses, and there was a lot of scare around the place. And rightly, governments wanted to kind of figure out what they should do about it before it started affecting lots of people. And governments looked to the World Health Organization for guidance and how to deal with these global illnesses. But what we found in our investigation is three key authors, Professor Hayden, who's from the University of Virginia, Dr. Monto, who is from the University of Michigan, and Professor Carl Nicholson, who is from the University of Leicester in the UK, all three of them were on the payroll of pharmaceutical companies when they drafted this key guidance that went out to governments around the world that, instructed them to stockpile these drugs. Now, this wasn't made clear by the World Health Organization. If you work for or write for a scientific journal and you're an expert that receives money from the pharmaceutical industry, you're supposed to declare it alongside your article. The WHO didn't do that. Now, what we never established, because I think they shook ranks slightly, is whether the WHO looked into the fact that these people had ties to the pharmaceutical industry, not just any pharmaceutical companies, companies that were set to benefit from mass purchase of these drugs.
Well, a lot of them that made the recommendations, and not just the three chief ones you mentioned, but just from separate reports, would also then got jobs. They would make the recommendations 4, 5, 6 years ago, depending on the incident. Then they would rotate through and get a job at the very company that they recommended that government buy these goods from, and vice versa. And the EU report on it said that it was the World Health Organization, just all of them, UN people getting paid off, doctors getting paid off, just systematic. And then they had state health experts that we found were on the payroll of these wealthy groups, making billions off the vaccine. And then they would have local doctors come out and fearmonger who were also on the payroll. But I know your report just focuses in on the conflict of interest with these key leaders who were top advisors to government. But certainly this coming from the British Medical Journal is going to get a lot of attention. What are you expecting to come from this, if anything? I mean, because obviously, just a month or so ago, the World Health Organization said, okay, we did hype things, we did fearmonger, we have lost credibility, you know, oh, sorry we cried wolf, but next time you still need to listen to us.
I think what we hope for it is that the WHO really looks at how they deal and how they use experts with industry ties, really. I mean, what they've got to sit back and think is, how do you feel as a taxpayer, you know, somebody knowing that somebody that is on the payroll of a big pharmaceutical company that is set to make billions out of a drug, how do you feel about them developing your policy? Is that acceptable? And our feeling, it probably isn't acceptable. We have no problem with experts working with industry. We need experts to work with the pharmaceutical industry. We need new drugs. We need to develop.
But they shouldn't be the government experts that make the recommendation on what vaccine to buy.
No, absolutely not. And there should be an absolute firewall. Interestingly enough, the expert that is leading the investigation into the World Health Organization, Dr. Harvey Feinberg, who is from the Institute of Medicine, the U.S. Institute of Medicine, he takes quite a hard line on this. And he actually says that declaring conflicts isn't enough, but actually people with industry ties should not be making policy decisions. And he's actually welcomed the report. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, yeah, because if the medical system does this a couple more times, they're going to lose all credibility.
That is the danger. And the World Health Organization, rather than deflecting criticism, I think really has to take stock now and say, how are we going to deal with this in the future? And if there is stuff that's gone wrong, and clearly there has been, because there wouldn't be investigations by the European Parliament, by the Council of Europe that produced a report only on Friday as well, by the French government, by the British government, you know, there wouldn't be all these big investigations going on if everything had gone right. And I think there are a couple of things that have gone wrong, but one of the key things has been a lack of transparency. And I don't think, you know, at one point I think people would have accepted that doctors making decisions, they were unquestioned, but we're past that now, and I think we're in a day and age where we want transparency and we expect decision makers to be accountable for their actions. And so hopefully, you know, there will be some good that comes out of this. And we see, and to be fair to the United States, you guys are a lot further ahead than we are in Europe. Your institutions and your universities and your Senate are taking this, you know, Charles Grassley, for example, Republican senator, is taking all this really, really seriously. We're quite far behind in Europe, and we really need to address it here. That's not to say the United States should get complacent.
All right, Dr. Deborah Cohen, one more segment with us, because I've got a few other important questions and other points that you might want to make. It's BMJ.com. British Medical Journal. The article is Who and the Pandemic Flu Conspiracy. Stay with us. We all want good health care we can trust, but having the government take over health care and having the government being basically run by special interest, Big Pharma, 90%+ of our vaccines are now made in China. And you try to say, hey, I don't trust these vaccines, or hey, kids are dying from this Gardasil shot, or major states in Australia have banned. I saw this in the news last week, giving shots to kids under 5 because so many of them were dying. And now they're not just mandating 5 or 6 vaccines. Now it's 50+ shots. And these big companies have hundreds of new vaccines a year. They want them all mandated. They want to make you take them all. We're talking to medical doctor Deborah Cohen, a features editor of the British Medical Journal. Detailed report that's been picked up by ABC News, you name it. World Health Organization scientists linked to swine flu vaccine makers. She was telling me during the break that she sees women's magazines and others quoting experts saying everything's fine, but then she happens to know those experts are on the payroll. I mean, we do have a crisis in confidence. Children's Vaccine Health Center, pig virus DNA found in rotavirus vaccine. FDA says 1 million kids have been given the virus. Studies show it can hurt children, but FDA says no problem. I mean, it's getting crazier and crazier. So we're supposed to question formula from China with melamine, but don't question vaccines from China, Doc?
I think on the whole, things are tested, vaccines tested very, very well. And I can't comment on specific. I focus specifically on swine flu. So I can't comment specifically on Gardasil or anything
else.
Sure.
So let's talk about Australia. They've suspended shots in one state, at least, because of the H1N1 trial, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I don't know the results of the investigation yet, but they were concerned that children were having adverse reactions in one of the states in Australia.
Yeah, death.
And they suspended their immunization program. They were due to test the vaccine, and I don't know.
And that's quite an adverse reaction, dying.
Well, I don't know. I can't categorically say that is what they were dying from. I haven't seen...
Sure, but the investigation is, and they've got Australian doctors saying it was the shots.
Yeah, if Australian doctors are saying it's the shots, then I would listen to them. But I can't comment specifically because I haven't been directly...
No, absolutely. Specifically, you're looking mainly, Doc, at the conflict of interest then. What else can you tell us about that and how deep it went in your report?
What we know is there is a network of people that go to conferences that are funded by industry. And I think one of the problems is that every expert wants their illness to be taken seriously, wants their expertise to be taken seriously, because if it's taken seriously, that means investment in that condition, means research funding, it means high turnover for the drug companies. And so we do know there is a network of key people that are pharmaceutical company funded that sit on the World Health Organization, that sit on government bureaus, that make big decisions. That even extends in Europe to our equivalent to the FDA, the European Medicines Agency. And I think we need to decide how we want to deal with this, whether it's acceptable. And like you guys in America are quite far ahead of us in Europe, we are behind. But also when I see quotes, like I was saying to you, I saw a quote from Glamour magazine about swine flu and the risk of swine flu. This is only today, and actually the person quoting that was saying, oh, don't worry, in the UK we're fine, we've got lots of Tamiflu and Relenza, it's all great. I know that person, that expert, is on the payroll of Roche. So, and what that just, what you worry about is there will be a lapse in confidence And that can extend to legitimate, hard-working, honest experts and doctors. And, you worry that there will be a lapse in confidence if this continues and health bodies don't sort it out.
Well, doctor, is it the bigger issue? And I've talked to a lot of other medical doctors who are concerned. Take Obama's health care bill. I mean, a lot of that is where these boards decide the type of care that doctors can give. And so instead of a knee surgery, you get a cortisone shot or a cane. Or instead of eye surgery, you get glasses. Drugs. And so it's really the pharmaceutical companies are trying to basically expand their markets by changing the way medicine is practiced.
I think pharmaceutical companies will use any methods that they can. I mean, they market directly to doctors, they market directly to patients. Something that you guys have that we don't have is you have direct-to-consumer advertising where drug companies can market directly to patients. I mean, drug companies are sophisticated and,
imagine how dumb that is. They're telling the public to go ask your doctor about restless leg syndrome, and then the side effects may make you kill yourself or go crazy or be obsessive gambling. I'm not kidding. I mean, these side effects to most of these drugs, it's like having trouble sleeping, jump off a cliff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I think you've hit on something that's quite interesting there, is this idea of disease mongering is what we call it. So this creation of syndromes to enable them to market drugs. And we are seeing more and more of this where you might have pre-diabetes. So a drug company can market a drug based on pre-diabetes. You might have pre-hypertension. So that is just before you have high blood pressure. Now, these are new conditions. And it's what, it's a new term, it's called disease mongering, and so there's creation, like restless leg syndrome, like you're saying, and there is this blurring of boundaries where diseases are being almost created to market drugs, and I think that is something that we are seeing more and more of, and it's something I think that we have to be, as a medical profession, that we have to be aware of.
Well, amazing, doctor. We're almost out of time, and as this develops, maybe in the next month or so, we can have you pop back in. But British Medical Journal is BMJ.com. Dr. Deborah Cohen, the article making headlines in literally hundreds of newspapers, is Conflict of Interest, WHO and the Pandemic Flu Conspiracies. WHO, of course, stands for World Health Organization. In the minute and a half left we've got here, do you think I'm correct in saying that the next big pandemic, whether real, hyped, or whatever, that if we ever face something that really is dangerous, people may not respond like they should because of all the other crying wolf we've seen? What's your take on that?
And I think that is a real risk. And I think one of the problems is that it's very difficult to communicate. As a doctor, it's very difficult to communicate uncertainty. So it's very difficult to say to people, look, guys, we're not sure what's going to happen. And this is one of the problems that's happened with pandemic flu, is that level of uncertainty hasn't been communicated and it has been hyped. And I think the danger is when something serious does happen, that people won't listen or just say, oh, it's that same thing again. And that is the risk. And hopefully that won't happen. And hopefully, things won't be hyped and risk will be communicated a lot better than it has been. Here's the hoping. So, but that is the danger. And unless the major health organisations address certain issues, then it will be the public health system that loses out.
Absolutely. All right. Dr. Deborah Cohen from the British Medical Journal. Go ahead and get some sleep now. We appreciate you staying up till 11, 12 at night, and enjoy your British summer over there.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Thanks for spending time with us. Okay, folks, I'm going to come back and do a bunch of other news, jamming some of your phone calls. Key info straight ahead on the sun. What in the world's going on with the sun? By the way, I coined the term Obamatrons and Obaminoids, and it's now popularly used all over the media. I mean, I'm not mad about it. It's just that it's interesting to see stuff we coin being used. Obama, Obama, Obama. Remember when he won back in? And if you just tuned in, this doesn't mean that were saying McCain would have been good. No, they're both bad. Can't you understand? We know it's a false choice. But Obama was the heir apparent. They had plates, coins made about him. They described him as if he was Jesus in the mainstream media. People were crying, saying, I'm not going to have to pay for my car or house or cell phone. Oh, thank you so much, Mr. President. Thank you for everything. Now the health care bill's passed, and they go, oh, it doesn't cover pre-existing condition and doesn't give you health care, and it cuts Medicare and Medicaid but raises taxes. Oh, I'm afraid the insurance companies wrote it as a way to rip you off and make you buy their product. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so enjoyable. But here's the good news. Obama loses the left. Suddenly it's cool to bash Barack. Real name, Barry Sotero. Everything's fake about this guy. His real name is admittedly Barry Sotero. It's incredible. Everything's fake. Europeans still worship him, and Washington's Obamatrons remain smitten. Oh, they're smitten. But former supporters are turning on the president, and the article gets into that. Yeah. In polls like Rasmussen and others, he's below 40. They've got cooked polls nationally where he's 45, 46. Still, that's the lowest of any president this far in ever. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Okay? And it's also been confirmed what we told you a month ago. They hire between 400,000 and a million. It varies every month. Census workers. And then they fire them the next month. It's temporary. They lay them off and hire them again. And then they count that. And even with that, I have the mainstream media reports here. Here's Bloomberg. Government jobs account for 95% of May job increases. A government job takes two private sector jobs. A green job, which isn't a green job. It's just the local mafia stealing from you and funding themselves, costs two jobs. So you better figure this out. Okay, we're in a depression. We have 23% unemployment, not 10 like they tell you. We have higher inflation than they tell you. You know that. Austin is supposedly the best city in the country right now, according to Forbes and Money and all these other. And half the restaurants I try to go to are shut down. I've been going to this Mexican food restaurant about twice a year for 15 years or longer. It's a nice place in North Austin. I'm just going to leave it at that. It's over off around 45th Street or so. I've been in there twice in the last 6 months, and it's not even half full. They've got one little dining room partially full of people. 5 years ago, you couldn't get in there, okay? Everything is falling apart. All right? The economy is shot, and everything's going to these offshore bankers. And on all the money goes to interest to the IMF and World Bank. Money goes into Africa. It turns right around. It goes right back into the bank's hands. They have a banker bailout here, supposedly for your mortgages. None of it goes to that. Goes right back to the bankers and bonuses. They're doing great. They're getting record money. They're setting up their world government. They're meeting at Bilderberg Group. They're laughing at you. They think this is funny. And I want to get to a few calls, at least Eddie, Mark, Doug, and a few others that are holding Colonel 6, 888-201-2244. I've given the number out today. It's always good to give the number out. 888-201-2244 on this live 6th day of June, the Sunday edition. But let me get really focused here quickly. I'm just going to play a minute or two of this. The whole video is up on Infowars.com. This is just such a big deal. The headline is 94% of laws are never read. They're voted on from cell phones. The senators don't even have to be there. And they don't even read them. And that's why $13 trillion. It's more like $14 trillion. And that's what we currently owe. Just like if you have a mortgage and say $2,000 is due this month, but the $200,000 mortgage, you really owe $400,000 on the note because of interest. So if they're telling you $13 trillion, and currently it's $14 trillion, Senator DeMitt's wrong, it's almost $14 trillion now, is currently due right now. But that's like you owe $2,000 this month on a $400,000 mortgage. Comprende? But just to understand the level of the criminality, the government throws the book at you. The government squeezes you and audits you and takes money you don't owe and puts penalties on you. And they've got all these new taxes. But meanwhile, they don't read 94% of the bills. And lobbyists just come in and just give them the bill and they say basically, Heil Hitler, and they pass it. That's why it's Obama spent more money than all presidents before him combined. Bush spent more than the last group of presidents, triple the size of government. They are raping everything. They are looting. They're going for broke. They're not going to stop. Do you understand? They're not going away. They have made the criminal decision to rob everything. None of you are safe. Not your First Amendment, not your private property, not your farms, your ranches, your businesses, the carbon taxes. This is a criminal takeover. This is a revolution by offshore financial interest with a corporate takeover. It's a whole nother story. I'm going to try to tell it tomorrow. I've got video of it. We got to get it off my iPhone. I took my kids fishing on Barton Creek in Austin. And it's been raining a lot in the last few months, so it was flowing. It's usually a dry bed creek, but little perch get in it because it's been wet the last year. And, it's easy to catch perch, and the kids have fun. And my two-and-a-half-year-old caught her first fish, and it was very exciting. And I saw the commies destroying the dam. A little rock dam that the city puts up so that when the creek stops flowing, little areas still have pools. And the commies just tore the dam out and let the water out. And I was there 2 weeks ago with them and saw one of them creeping around trying to move rocks when nobody was looking. Well, I went down there and they had removed all the big rocks and had let almost all the water out. And because they don't like human progress, it's a gang takeover. They bash out your SUV windows at Zilker Park. They attack people. You know about them burning down ski resorts. They want your property. They want your house. And they work for the big banks. Now, they don't know it. They're like little cult automaton robots, Obamatrons. Obamatons. Obama, Obama. But they think they want to wild things. They call it rewilding. They think a little dam, which the water goes over, is about 2 feet high, just rocks piled up that the city put there, by the way. They think those are evil, and they put sticks across the paths, not wanting you down there. Folks, these are very dangerous people, but side issue, I'm already digressing, because it goes into the mindset. They're akin to people that drive in the fast lane slow and sit there with enjoyment and get mad when you drive around them and try to block you. They're mentally retarded. They have no destiny. They have no soul. All they want to do is hold people back. I'm trying to develop a name for them, but basically destructo goblins or control freak creatures, progress haters. It doesn't matter. They're the ones that want your guns. They want your property. They can't produce anything. They just want to run your life. They want to suck you dry. And they run the Congress. The big banks do. And 94% of the bills aren't even voted on. Let's go ahead and play this clip just to give you an idea of how totally lawless the government is. Here is Senator DeMint.
I appreciate him willing to put some solutions forth here. But I think it's really important that we talk about the bigger picture when we talk about secret holes. And I do want to make it clear, I'm not interested in holding anything in secret. As a matter of fact, whenever we do, as part of steering or personally, we let the cloakroom know, they can tell anyone they want that we're holding a bill. So I'm not trying to preserve any kind of aspect of a secret hole, but I think it is important that America know what we're talking about here. At this point in the Senate, 94% of all the bills are passed. Unanimous consent. 94%. So this is hardly a lack of productivity. And what
we're going to come back with this. We're going to come back and finish it and then take a few calls and get to a bunch of other news. But I want to tell you about the Sun. And again, with all this government fear-mongering, it's probably just that. But, I mean, I'm reading this NASA report, and they're acting like, this is the movie The Knowing or something with Nick Cage. We'll be right back. Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet! Get up! All right, I want to jam in a few calls here. I'm sorry I didn't take a minute today. It's just so much news. Be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. If I'm not on your local AM and FM station, you can just check out Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. XM carries the last hour every night, re-airs it, and they re-air the full show on Saturdays, but they're looking around to pick up the whole show, so that's good, too. This is from NASA. This is from the NASA website. It says, as the sun awakens, NASA keeps a wary eye on space weather. And then they go on to say it's the most incredible thing. The sun did cool off, but now looks like it's going to put off some of the biggest ejections of radiation and Coriolis gases we've ever seen, these big solar flares. And then later you find out they want a bunch of satellites to monitor it. So they're just fear-mongering to get funding. But the point is, the Earth is always changing. We get hit by meteorites. We have earthquakes. We have giant volcanoes. We have tornadoes. And I heard about the tornadoes today, and they were saying global warming's doing it. We've always had tornadoes, folks. Why do you think, in Wizard of Oz, Dorothy has a storm cellar? I know Wizard of Oz isn't real. The point is, that's why people used to have storm cellars. Now you just pay Al Gore some money, and he waves a magic wand and fixes it. As the sun awakens, NASA keeps a wary eye on space weather. Earth and space are about to come into contact in a way that's new to human history. What does that mean? Total fear-mongering. To make preparations, authorities in Washington, D.C. are holding a meeting, the Space Weather Enterprise Forum, at the National Press Club on June 8th. Richard Fisher, head of NASA's Hello Physics Division, explains what it's all about. The sun is waking up from a deep slumber, and in the next few years, we expect to see much higher levels of solar activity. At the same time, our technology society has developed an unprecedented sensitivity to solar storms. The intersection of these two issues is what we're beginning to discuss together. And it goes on to say, record ejections from the sun. You can go read the full report. Really fear-mongering here. But don't worry, they'll have a tax you can pay. Bill Gates has got a $1 trillion program you could pay for as taxpayers. He'll have stuff added to jet fuel to spray aluminum dioxide in the sky to block the sun's radiation. Oh, I'm afraid they're already doing it. It's called chemtrails, but now they've announced it to everyone. I have all the documents. I'm working on a film on it right now. Folks, they're terraforming, geoengineering. These people think they're God. They're already doing all sorts of crazy stuff and basically spinning to the public what they're really up to. Separately, though, I know this going down to Galveston all my life and taking the tours and having the local people with degrees in it describe how one beach will get bigger while another gets smaller. And some years the water goes up, some years the water goes down. The moon is what's powering it. Man has no control over the tides. And some islands get bigger, some get smaller. You can go Google, say San Francisco water levels. Goes back over 150 years where they've kept an exact measurement there at the port. And overall, 150 years ago, it was a lot higher. Then it went lower, then it went higher again. But right now, it's several inches lower. And so is the rest of the world on average. Doesn't matter. They teach your kids, we're all drowning. The ice cap's already melted. We're all dead. It's not true. They get bigger in the winter, smaller in the summer. Every summer, they point a satellite at it and say, look, it's shrinking. They don't tell you it gets big again in the winter, though. They treat you like morons. And there's just hundreds of reports out in the last week. Pacific Islands growing, not shrinking due to climate change. This is out of the London Telegraph. Low-lying Pacific Islands regarded as poster child. Yeah, they always have the land-grabbing. They're not environmentalists. They're pirates that go, give us your property. It's for the earth. And you go, okay, gee, I will. They go, thank you. It's mine. We're the green police. We got submachine guns. I mean, that's what they're into, folks. They're not playing games. Low-lying Pacific Islands, regarded as poster child examples of the threat from rising sea levels, are expanding, not sinking, a new study has revealed. Scientists have been surprised by the findings, which show that some islands have grown by almost one-third over the last 60 years because the water level's going down. And it doesn't matter. Islands get built by volcanic thrust. They can get built by tectonic thrust. They can get created by changes in the moon and the sun that drive the atmosphere, that change the currents in the ocean of their sandbar islands, like the intercoastal on Texas. It's not going anywhere, boys and girls. Some beaches on the Texas coast aren't there that were there 50 years ago. And areas 50 years ago that didn't have beach have got beach. It changes. They're now saying it isn't global warming. It's climate change. We can't have change. We got seasons. We got cycles. There was a drought, almost bankrupt my farming family in East Texas in the 50s. Then they had times when it flooded. It had nothing to do with cars, ladies and gentlemen. Zero. But if they can scare the daylights out of your kids in school and get them to give up their property rights in the future, the social engineers would love it. And it goes on. It's just, look, you better find out what they're teaching your kids, because everywhere they're brainwashing them. Meanwhile, real environmental issues like genetic engineering, and I didn't even get to that today. I covered it some Friday. I mean, look at these articles. I've got two folders full of mainstream news articles and the studies, U.S., Russia, China, you name it, brain reprogramming vaccines that attack your brain, PBS, Billionaire Club, bid to overpopulation again, GMO, GMO food lobby, help drop, critical report, crucial report on Britain's food supply, saying it's safe. Then I've got all the other real reports, the actual studies, genetically modified foods causing long-term sterility in every mammal species, including humans they tested on. Research links genetically modified food to long-term sterility. You know, I mean, you're being sterilized. They've engineered them to do it. I've got all the documents. I've got the White House science czar who talks about chemtrailing you and controlling the weather in eco-science, talking about GMO food to sterilize your butt and fluoride that reduces fertility. They're not playing games, comprende? Eddie in New Hampshire, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Regarding the H1N1, I know the mainstream media pumped it that we're going to have a lot of death tolls, but luckily, gladly we didn't see that. How likely it is that with population reduction, their main goal, that they release something more lethal?
Oh, yeah, they are. And that's what I said a year and a half ago, and I appreciate your good point, is that I believe that beta test of the flu, and I announced it 3 months before it was news, was going to be just a big drill to put the federalization, internationalization, to put the WHO, the UN, in charge of all global responses. Instead, it blew up in their face. These people are not God. They're not invincible. And yes, they've got weather weapons. I've interviewed the former head of naval weapons, Ben Livingston, meteorologist. They could control hurricanes in 67. That's in my new film. So they can carry out all sorts of tyrannical weather attacks to scare us into, you know, I'll give all my freedom up. Just don't make the thunder god get me. I mean, this is the way witch doctors controlled people 10,000 years ago. They'd say, give me the best hut, the best women, the best food, or the Boonga Boonga God will eat the moon. Then there'd be an eclipse. Everybody'd freak out. He'd say, see, the Oonga Boonga God ate it. Give me more power. Hooga Booga. Then the eclipse would end. He'd say, the snake God has spit it back out. That's all they're doing. They just come in with some weather weapons, cause some floods. You beg them, oh, take my ranch. That will fix it. Al Gore's like, absolutely, that will fix everything. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, boy, monkey business or creator creature? I think we're dealing with all these crazy people.
You're dealing with con artists. The world is run by Madoff-type con artists, and they run scams on everybody, and the public loves being scammed. The scammers told the public that there's no elite and that powerful groups don't meet and that there's no such thing as special interest. And so the public went, I'll just suck my thumb then, watch TV, ooh, I'll watch football. And now they wonder why everything's being robbed, because the public acted like a bunch of idiots. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no, well, hey, you're right. I'm trying to correct and do the best I can with things.
Then drink more fluoride. It's good. It's completely normal that they put a chemical weapon in the water supply. No one should try to get it taken out of the city water. The government loves us. Everything is fine. Doesn't matter. I have government textbooks by the White House science czar, how they're murdering us with it. Doesn't matter. I'm the crazy one. I shouldn't get upset about that, Mark. I should drink more government water. Here, I've got some right here. I'm going to drink it right now.
This whole insurance, these people are all tied in together, too. It's almost, I'm wondering if there's something that we could, I don't know if I could take some opinions from people on something about that Hebrews 9 that we read last week that seemed to give us some power to help.
I hear you, Mark. I appreciate your call. We're just flat out of time. And I'm sorry to everybody else that's holding, Ernie, Randy, Sonny, David, Colonel Six, everybody else. You can call me back tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central, or back next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. You know what? I mean, it's normal to be upset about this. You got 76 new vaccines being put out by Bill Gates. 30-plus of them are for sterilization. Can you understand? This isn't a game. You understand? You yuppies out there go, good, get rid of all the poor people. The globalists see you as trash, too. Did you get a memo not to drink the sodium fluoride water? You know? Why don't you get up off your butt and get the government to take it out of the water? Great job, crew. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.